With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. A hopeful spring is following a winter of doom and gloom for Western monarch butterflies. Their population has declined 99% since the 1980s. But Congress has taken up their plight through legislation, and as KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports, there's something you can do now. Take a hard look at your garden.
For inspiration, check out the gardens at Palo Corona Regional Park in Carmel.
Today, we're out on a sunny field, and we're in a former golf course environment.
Jackie Nelson is with the Park District, which obtained that golf course 3 years ago. Returning the once manicured fairways back to its natural beauty is hard work. Restoration included the creation of 4 native gardens. Nelson stands beside the one near the entrance. It's an acre big. Golden grasses and vibrant California poppies sway in the breeze. What started out as a test plot has become a monarch breeding habitat.
It's exciting, and looking at the work that's being done, it's empowering.
Behind the work is biologist and volunteer gardener Scott Hennessy.
He's pulling the weeds.
He works among a variety of native grasses and flowers, including purple needlegrass and bush lupin.
There's a narrowleaf milkweed here, and it's from a local seed stock.
Milkweed is critical for monarchs. It's what they lay their eggs on, and it's the only plant monarch caterpillars eat. He sees one in the garden.
Here's a caterpillar munching on a narrowleaf milkweed.
The yellow and black striped creature is one of about 6 spotted in the garden this spring. For citizen scientist Connie Masati, it's a hopeful sign. She collects data on monarchs. Today, she's counting how many milkweeds are out here.
And that's where my clicker comes in, because I'll walk out through here counting all the milkweeds with my little counter.
Monarchs are in big trouble. Something Masati witnessed firsthand this winter. Every year, she counts the orange and black butterflies who come to spend the cold months in the nearby coastal city of Pacific Grove. 5 years ago, she counted 17,000 monarchs there. This year, 0.
And to not see any, I'd sit in my car and cry after the counts. It was sad.
Still, Masati is working toward a brighter future. She gives talks on how people can lend a helping hand, starting right in their backyards this spring. Masati says one of the best ways to help monarchs is to plant native. She compares exotic plants to junk food for local pollinators because they lack nutrition.
It's going to have to change some hearts and minds of how we were always raised to think this was a good yard. No, it's not really.
When it comes to gardening for monarchs, location matters. If you live within 5 miles of the coast, put in native nectar plants like black sage, which monarchs need during their winter stay. If you live inland, plant native nectar sources and, importantly, native milkweed. That's needed for breeding in the spring and summer. Habitat loss, climate change, and pesticides are the largest threats to monarchs, according to the Xerces Society. The nonprofit, which is dedicated to monarch conservation, has been working with local U.S. Congressman Jimmy Panetta to save monarchs from extinction through new legislation. Panetta says the bills are personal to him. He remembers visiting local monarch sanctuaries as a child.
When I was a kid, you would go there and literally be swimming and butterflies.
Panetta's 2 bills are the Monarch Act and the Monarch and Pollinator Highway Act. The first would provide $125 million in funding to protect and restore habitat. The second would establish grants for transportation agencies and Native American tribes to plant native grasses and wildflowers along roadways. As Panetta takes on the plight of monarchs in Washington, D.C., the gardening work continues at Palo Corona Park in Carmel to help monarchs thrive. Despite the rapid decline of these butterflies, citizen scientist Connie Masati hasn't given up.
No, it is not too late. It is never too late as long as there's one monarch out there.
And that monarch caterpillar munching on native milkweed gives her hope. In Carmel, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.